You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
After taking the winter off, the street sweepers are back. The street sweepers are back.
They're going to be fining people, I think, right?
Denver sent out, like Jeremy's HOA warnings, the city of Denver is sending out little notices letting people know that the street sweepers are back in action. And if you don't pay attention to those parking restriction signs, you know, those little red and white signs, if you don't do that, you can wind up with a $50 ticket.
Nice.
The sign also says, you know, that they can tow you. I guess they end up doing that eventually.
Maybe,
but
yeah.
They'll start by just giving you a $50 ticket. Speaking of fines and trouble, that asshat who was caught doing 150 miles an hour on his motorcycle between Colorado Springs and Denver, you know, and then he ran off to Texas to hide or whatever. He's getting off with just a slap on the wrist.
Oh, really?
He's not going to spend any more time behind bars. He was, like, in jail for, like, 14 days in Texas while they waited to, you know, bring him to Colorado. He's not going to have to spend any more time in jail. He'll pay a $300 fine. And then they have what they call extradition fees, so to extradite him from Texas, which comes to, like, almost $2,000. But other than that, off he goes scot-free, and this D-bag is making money by selling T-shirts, exploiting what he did. And get a load of this, Jer. He is still posting videos in Texas where he's rocketing along on his motorcycle.
Oh, that's not cool. Because for a minute here, I was going to be like, you know, he didn't kill anybody. He didn't hurt anybody. What more can they do? I mean, they could permanently remove his license, I guess.
They did that in Colorado, so he like had his Colorado license revoked.
But I don't like that he's doing it again.
There's just no remorse whatsoever.
That's
basically
stupid.
Flipping everybody off. Now, I don't want to say out loud what many of us are thinking, but it involves what I hope happens to him sometime when he's doing one of these selfish, idiotic stunts.
He's going to kill himself, or worse,
he's going to kill somebody else is what's going to happen. So people can go on and be shocked that I'm insinuating something, but I know I'm not alone.
It's just a matter of time, though, when you're traveling at that high rate of speed and zipping in and out of traffic. Somebody's going to get hurt really bad.
So anyway, I'm a little disappointed that he just gets to he gets the last laugh after all this. Last week, somebody won the $1 billion in the Mega Millions drawing, and now Powerball is up over $1 billion for the next drawing, which is tomorrow night. The cash value will be around $527 million.
Nice.
That's a lot of cash. Today is National Peanut Butter Jelly Day. Now, if I recall correctly, I'm an absolute freak for PB&J, and I seem to recall that you're not that crazy about
it. I do not care for it. No, that would not be a go-to sandwich in any situation for me.
Huh.
I know,
right? My number one sandwich.
Oh, no. Give me roast beef and pepper jack.
Other than like that Italian grinder thing, that like Italian sandwiches, those are the best. But I got to put PB&J in my top three.
That still sounds like in a Kama Sutra position, the Italian grinder.
Yeah, it does.
It's a so good. It's a so good.
Yeah, extra spicy too.
Ooh.
Man. PB&J, do we still have peanut butter jelly time song?
Oh,
somewhere?
Probably.
I'll dig it up later. Anyway, so that's going on. Do you have a dog who is just the laziest thing, is always lying around, has no energy, kind of like many people? Somebody went out and did a report on the laziest of the dog breeds, and they picked the Basset Hound as the laziest of all dogs. Those hounds, all hounds just look so cute.
They just look
big,
relaxed.
Floppy ears.
Yeah, don't they? Just like
they're
cool.
Chill, man.
And then they lay there and everything kind of oozes out. Their lips are like spread out on the floor and their ears are draped down.
Yeah, it's like their head is melting when they're lying down sometimes. It looks like their face is melting into the hardwood floor.
Yeah.
The runner-up was the English Bulldog. And then, Jeremy, you grew up with pugs, right? Pugs were number three.
Oh, yeah. My sister still has one.
Does she?
Yeah.
Third laziest of all the dogs.
I can see that. They don't do much.
There's a list of the healthiest and unhealthiest cities in the U.S. That's kind of boring, except to say that among the healthiest cities, Denver is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're the 7th healthiest city based on things like fruit and vegetable consumption, fitness levels.
Fitness.
Marks, trails, and bike paths. You like fitness?
Fitness Italian grinder in my mouth.
Amen. Parks, trails, and bike paths, blah, blah, blah. And then the least healthy are all all the top five least healthy are all down in the South. Mm. Apparently, people in the South just don't really give a
G-A-F.
At all.
I am. My heart is warmed. I work out at like rec centers, various rec centers within my community, and the amount of older people in there just still kicking butt, it warms my heart. Every time when I go in there, it's just the sweetest thing to see these little old men and these little old ladies just pumping iron. And I love it. And they're all usually in jeans with a button-up shirt tucked in with a belt and their tennis shoes on.
Yeah.
And they're in there working out. And I just love it. I'm like, I hope I'm like that when I'm that age.
The last time I stopped by a health club to drop something off for Gretchen, and she was there, and there was somebody on a treadmill who was in their jeans with a button-up shirt tucked in, walking on a treadmill.
Yeah, that's just...
And I thought, well, at least they're getting exercise.
At least you're moving.
Find something a little more comfortable.
They can be having some chafing issues going on. I don't know.
This might be a topic for another time, but it's a story about fast food places that are now putting up signs imposing time limits for eating. They're basically saying you've got X amount of time to sit here in our restaurant and eat your burger and fries. I guess what they're trying to do is deter people who just go in and hang out all day, which I understand.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny to me that when you sit down to eat your lunch, that a timer goes off.
Let's go, let's go.
Hurry, kids. Come on, come on, come on. Hurry, hurry, hurry. I don't know. That might be more of a discussion for another time. What else is trending?
Well, trending is brought to you by Efficient Comfort. Knock out your seasonal allergies with a whole home air purifier. With any furnace or air conditioner replacement during the month of April, all the deets at efficientcomfortco.com. All the April Fool's stuff, the little roundup this morning is coming out. All the companies that were just having fun with it yesterday. Elon Musk tweeted out that as they continue to celebrate transparency on X, all your DMs and drafts will be made public. Bookmarks too. Oh, no! Oreo announced that the cookie and cream were going through a severe divorce and each would be offered separately now. I do like Krispy Kremes. They announced that you could bring anything that you wanted into the store and they would glaze it for you.
Okay.
So they had an image featuring glazed sandwiches, pizzas, bell peppers. My wife. I would glaze my wife.
My wife. Yeah.
That sounds naughty. What else was going on? Was there any other good ones? There was some soda pop brand that said they were teaming up with Pringles to create a sour cream and onion soda. Oh, and then this was funny. There was also a product called Rosetta Stoned that was going to come out. It's a mobile app that bridges the controversial gap between novice users and seasoned stoners. Rosetta Stoned. And I know a lot of our listeners probably would have signed up for that.
Truth.
I did see one yesterday too. It was a coffee cream company that had a pickle flavored coffee creamer. It was a big day for Photoshoppers yesterday. Like all the companies, you know, tweeted out and put stuff on Instagram with all their fake products. And it was a big day for Photoshoppers creating these fake products. So we know a little bit more now about Freaky Friday 2 with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. They're not going to be swapping bodies with each other in this upcoming sequel. In this one, Lindsay is the single mom of a 14-year-old girl, and she's engaged to a guy who also has a 14-year-old daughter. And so Lindsay and Jamie Lee switch bodies with the two teenage girls.
Mm.
Hilarity will happen, and Disney will make $100 million.
Right.
Sounds like a pretty good twist this time around. I'm really excited. Hey, Backstreet fans, AJ McLean is out and about talking about how the boys got together and they re-recorded some of their biggest hit songs. They said they recorded 13 songs on a new album that's coming out for their 25th anniversary.
But they're old songs.
But they're old songs, but they've got much deeper voices now, so they just went ahead and re-recorded them so they sound sexier, it sounds like. And it's a way to just make money.
Right, it almost sounds like the, you know, Taylor's version. She re-recorded
her songs. Right. Hmm. So I think it's later this month. I don't know. Do your own research that that's going to be coming out.
I want it that way.
new poll out by the dating app Wingman, which is a fantastic name for a dating app. Found that first dates over video are now more popular than meeting up in person. Now, this is between singles 18 to 27. So it's the under 30 crowd, essentially, that they're like, yeah, let's hop on a Zoomer and get to know each other. We don't need to go to Bennigan's like we did back in the day. They're saying it's more efficient. It's cheaper than a real date as things are, you know, skyrocketing. And a lot of young people feel intimidated face to face now. None of this is good. None of this is good at all.
I was reading the story. They also said if you're not into it, you know, that in the old days you'd have to wait until the server showed up with the check and you settle up and then you leave. They said with this, if you're not into it, you just hang up, you just disconnect.
Yeah, but that's the joy of some of the stories that you gather over the years of all the awkward dates that you were on. And
oh, I agree.
It does teach you to talk to somebody face to face. And you can still go on cheap dates. Go for a walk in the park with a coffee. That's not expensive. Come on.
I think the genie is out of the bottle for good. I can't see it going back the other direction. No.
It hurts my heart. Maybe you're going to miss out on some opportunities and some stories by doing that. With that being said, I do like this story that says 40% of adults have gone at least 3 days without a face-to-face conversation with another person. Doesn't that sound dreamy?
Sometimes, man.
On a certain level, that does sound dreamy because I am out of the dating scene and now I'm just surrounded by people that I occasionally just don't want to see anymore. I could go a good 3 days. After 67 years, the Tropicana is closing today at noon in Las Vegas. Iconic hotel. They're going to knock it down and make room for the new baseball stadium there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And the city of Kyle, Texas is at it again. They announced that they're making another attempt at breaking the Guinness World Record for the largest same-name gathering. With their official gathering of the Kyles, they did 1,490 Kyles last year, and they're hoping to beat that. I think we could hit 2,000 Kyles this year, guys. Come on. Let's make it happen. I have a cousin, Kyle. I'm going to give him a call. And this is kind of a funny little thing that's floating around Reddit this morning. 1,000 people voted. If your non-dominant hand was to be replaced by a robotic hand with a gadget, what would you include? And a flashlight made the list, integrated smartphone with touchscreen, powered screwdrivers on the fingertips. That's pretty good. That's very Inspector Gadget. Go-Go Gadget fingertips. Claws like Wolverine and super strong grip made the list. What are you thinking, DT? What do you want?
God, I don't know. And that's hard because I don't have a dominant hand.
Well, just say your left hand got sliced off. What would you want to replace it with? I think a big hammer would be nice. Like a big
wham. A hammer popped into my head. That's an interesting idea. Maybe like a fly swatter.
That's good. How about like a big adult toy?
Sure. Better than a fly swatter.
My wife loves it. Let me give you one more thing. Here's another thing.
Can opener?
That's good. Here's another thing that was floating on Reddit. This conversation on No Stupid Questions came up. It's a little forum on there talking about how close you've been to a cow. They started this survey on there. Like, have you been within 10 feet of a cow? The final results, 11,000 people said yes, and 1,200 said no. So 90% of people in the survey say they've been super close to a cow before, which is just kind of funny to think about, right?
Funny visual.
Visual. Like, how have you been within 10 feet of a cow? What a great first date conversation, guys.
See?
In person. And if not, go find a cow and stand next to it. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB, from cows to horses. A pretty intense video of firefighters in Southern California using a helicopter to airlift a horse to safety this past Sunday. I guess it ran off, ended up in a river, and they had to lift this horse across the sky. Of course, they like covered up his eyes and everything, so he didn't freak out. But
right.
Imagine
it's
all
pretty dramatic, man.
All his other horse buddies looking up at him. Whoa! Would you do that
Look
again?
Look at Claude!
Nay! All right, check out the video on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.